Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, the podcast, with your host, Stephen Reardon. That's me. And thank you for being here, podcast listener. That's you. All right, so if you're a regular listener to BBE, you know that I never shut up about the embarrassment of riches we have in Tampa Bay when it comes to art and artists. It's not just theater. We have so much stuff to offer anyone who is interested in the arts, and that's why I love it here so much. It's truly extraordinary, and if you work in the arts community in Tampa Bay, there can be a feeling of like friendly competition when it comes to roles and getting the butts in the seats for your show. But I say that's hogwash. It's balderdash, pure nonsense. If you build it, they will come. That is my motto. So I will use my little corner of the radio to keep building on it and keep highlighting artists and places that do great things because I'm just a fan of them and I want everyone to succeed. And I think we have a community to be able to do that. Keep building each other up so that everyone knows and loves the arts like I do. That's what we're doing here at Big Broadway Energy. Today, I have one of those artists who brings the best of the best to the Berg and has been doing so his whole career. He is an actor, director, producer, set designer, extraordinaire, and he is just an all-around good guy. His name is Alan Mone. Alan, welcome to Big Broadway Energy.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.
It's really nice to have you here. I have been a real fan of your work for a long time. It's insane to me that we've never actually worked together.
Yeah, it's like those two ships that pass in the night. About everywhere I turn up, I hear your name.
I've seen
you on stage a few times.
Same. Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. Yeah. And if you you may have seen Alan as an actor on stages all across Tampa Bay like me. You may have seen him at American Stage, Tampa Rep, Stageworks, Free Fall, The Studio at 620, Early Bird Dinner Theater, just to name a few. And we're going to talk about some of your favorite roles a little later. But today, you're here to talk about one of the best new theaters to hit St. Pete in years. It's a little gem called the Off Central. I've been there several times. I'll talk about some of the things I've loved about it, but tell us how you became involved in Off Central.
I came to the Off Central a couple seasons ago as a director. I was hired as a director to do a production. Carol Churchill's play, A Number. So we did that, and I was also the set designer for that show. And I just sort of stuck around. They liked the way I worked. I liked the way they worked. And I've directed several productions there. I've been in a couple productions there. I've built even more productions there. So yeah, I'd almost become part of the furniture there a little bit. Several months ago, the theater was founded by a brother and sister team, Ward Smith and Karen Reif. Karen is the chair of our board of directors, incredible, amazing woman, amazing arts advocate, which, you know, you talk about all the time on this show.
Sure.
And her brother Ward, who's an actor and comedian in the area and has been for many, many years, decided to take a step back and work on some personal projects and things like that. And Karen and I sat down and she asked if I would be interested in sort of helping her reshape where the theater was going to go. And I said, yeah, absolutely. And that was, a couple months ago. And since then, it's just been, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but a good one.
I can't think of a better man for that job, Alan, to tell you the truth. I was first exposed to that building when it was an acting school.
Yeah.
My friend Andy Matheny asked me to come in and sub a couple of times for her. And I'd never, you know, it's one of those spaces that's a little nondescript. It was a really cool mural when Andy had the space.
With the elephants,
It was such a great, mural. And I walked in and I was like, what is this place? And then you got to the little area where they have the seats and the stage and you're like, I don't know what you can do with it. So, like, it was an acting school, which was really cool. But I was, every time I went in, I'm like, this needed to be a theater again. It was a theater at some point, I think, with the stage and the so if you've never been to Off Central, Big Broadway Energy listener, this theater does some pretty incredible things. It's just in a couple of seasons, really. I mean, how long have you guys been open?
Yeah, this is, we're about to kick off our fifth season.
So amazing.
Yeah, 2021 is when it started, and we do some interesting stuff. We genuinely just try to make the most out of the least amount of space that we have.
That, I think, is as much of a skill as being an amazing singer or being a great actor. It's like looking at the space and saying, okay, our job is to tell this story. How are we going to tell the story in the space? Yeah. And when I see a company doing stuff that really is revolutionary, I go back again and again because I know even if the play's like a new play I've never heard of or something maybe I don't, you know, love with all my heart, I'm like, no, they're going to do a really good production of this, and that's what I want to see.
And that's exactly it. It's what we've figured over the last couple of seasons and I'm really sort of honing in on is the size is the thing that makes us different, and it's one of our biggest advantages. You come to see a show at the Off Central, you're going to see something good. You're going to see something well-produced. It's going to be clean. It's going to be professional. We're a fully professional company. We're using actors from all over the country who come in. We try to do as much as we possibly can with local talent because there is a dearth of it here in the area, which is amazing. But yeah, you come to our place, you kind of can't help but become part of the story.
For sure.
It's an immersive experience that we try to nurture with our audiences. And so far, we've done a pretty good job of it. We're just looking to sort of push that as far as we can in the next couple seasons.
For sure. You know, immersive theater is not for everybody, but I will say what I like about the experience at Off Central is it's immersive, but it doesn't, like, you have to participate.
Yeah,
you're just in the scene.
Yeah, you're just there. I don't ever want anybody coming through the door to feel like they are uncomfortable or they don't want to be there for that reason.
Right.
But yeah, it's just up close and it's personal and it's visceral. And that's kind of the thing we've got going for us that I love so much.
I've seen great things there. My friend Michael Gregory has done some really great productions.
He's amazing. And I'm hoping beyond hope we have him on our stage this season also.
Yeah, he's such a great actor.
He's one of those guys.
Yep. I've seen Blackbird, which was really incredible. I saw Roxanne Fay in The Sound Inside, which I think was one of the best things I've seen in St. Pete in 10 years.
Yeah, me too.
It was a good production. Really, really great. So how do you pick your seasons?
Well, I pick it with a group of people, starting with Roxanne Fay. Roxanne Fay is our lead artistic associate. And basically what that means is she sits down with me as the managing director, and we sort of, with a small group of people that we trust in-house, craft where this thing is going, how we want to do this. We've got a very in-depth play reading process in place where people can submit. It goes to the people that know our space well to read. There's a judging system on a lot of different criteria, and the ones that score the best and sort of we think work well together are where we land with the productions that we pick. But like I said, yeah, Roxanne is instrumental in that, not only picking the plays, but helping to pick the directors and everything that goes into it. But
talk about a multifaceted artist. I mean, how lucky are we to have Roxanne Fay and St. Pete?
Yeah.
It's true.
Incredible.
It's really true. So you seem to be drawn to powerful projects. And actually, I want to go back real quick to something you said. You said that, you know, people submit. So people will submit original plays and you'll consider them as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
absolutely.
So cool.
We're reading a couple of them potentially to stage in the fall of 2026.
Wow.
There's an incredible writer in town, Jenna Jane. She's done several works. I directed her in No Exit at the Off Central. I believe she's got a reading coming up at the Beach Theater on the 20th of September. But yeah, like you said, it's another depth of the talent pool here. In the area is well-written stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
I know that the season has not been officially announced, but do you want to tease a couple of shows that are coming?
Yeah, we can do that. The majority of our season has been announced, the things that we're doing in the fall, and the through line on those is the visual arts, how we interact with them, how they define us as people and our relationships. While we were putting the rest of the season together, we stumbled into a series of plays that we fell in love with, talk about lifelong friendship. And how that defines us as people and where that takes us in our lives. The three shows that we are going to produce in the spring follow the story of lifelong friends and how they get where they are when we meet them in the storytelling. It's going to be a very exciting season for us. We have a lot of talent coming to work with us. We have a lot of new talent this season. The shows we have across the fall and into the winter with our revival of Who's Holiday. Only two of the actors in all of the shows combined have ever been on our stage before.
Oh, wow.
We've got a lot of new talent coming in. We have new directors coming in this season, one of which in the spring is Anthony Gervais, who is the associate artistic director at American Stage, who used to be the house manager at the Off Central once upon a time.
He's a good buddy of the pod, too.
And also a writer.
Yeah.
A very good writer.
This is
one of the shows that we're actually reading.
Awesome.
A couple of them. They're fantastic. So that's kind of where we are. We're looking for those through lines to sort of tie our shows together a little bit, to just sort of strengthen the experience a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we've got the three shows about art this fall, plus Who's Holiday, and then three incredible productions that we're going to mount in the spring dealing with friendship.
I love that. And so are you a company like several others that audition and sort of hire for the whole season before it begins?
Yeah, that is the aim. We sort of got off on a slow start because of the changes in the organization, so we had to make a couple of adjustments. But yeah, we did one large round of auditions for our fall productions, our spring productions, the three of them. They will audition live and in person on September the 29th. Information on that will be on our website in the next couple of days. We'll also accept video submissions for those who can't make it in person. But going forward, there'll be one big call at the top of the season, and that will sort of lay out where we're going to go casting-wise for the season.
I love that. I really love that.
Yep.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the roles you've tackled yourself, because before, you know, becoming someone who was sort of at the helm of a theater company, you were a pretty well-known and very busy actor in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I did quite a bit.
And I love some of the roles that you are drawn to, because I think it's similar to a lot of the things I really enjoy as an actor, too.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you've been really kind of most challenged by and most proud of?
The thing with me is I look for the challenge.
Sure.
I grew up as a musical theater kid. I went to school for it.
Me too. When'd you graduate?
I graduated in 98.
Oh my gosh.
Seminole High School.
97, St. Pete Catholic.
We
probably went to Thespians together.
I guarantee we did. Absolutely. So yeah, I graduated in 98. I went to school for musical theater, and that was kind of when I got to college. I'm like, it's musical theater. That's it. That's all I'm ever going to do. And then I went, there's plays without music too. How about that? And that sort of just became fun. It just became fun. I look for challenges. I try to find things to do that I've never done before. I try to find ways to push myself and experience different things. So yeah, I tend to take the harder road sometimes when it comes to being an actor. But for me, it's worth it.
It's more rewarding, I think, sometimes too.
It's much more rewarding.
Yeah. What are some of those roles?
There's a lot of them. a couple that I'm most proud of are playing Charlie Gateau in Assassins at Freefall Theater Company. Ugh. That just... trying to understand who that human being was, because they were all real people.
They sure
were. And
that
was our challenge from our director, was, you know, make them real. And so that was a lot of fun. I tended to go a little darker than I normally like to on occasion, but that's okay. Another challenge, I've taken it twice now, and I am never going to do it again, is Fully Committed, which is a one-man show that's 36 different characters.
Yeah, that's no...
in about 90 minutes, and it's... yeah,
no joke.
That's a challenge. That's absolutely a challenge.
And you have to make people laugh, and you have to you have to keep this timing going. That's such an important part of that show.
Yep.
Like, you can't drop any of the plates.
No, you can't drop anything with 3,500 phone calls and all, everything else that goes on with it.
Yeah.
Another production I'm very proud of that got done and then just sort of fell off the radar after it was done was I did a production of Modigliani in Gulfport in 2017. I played another real person, Maurice Utrillo, who was a French artist that, you know, he was absolutely brilliant as an artist, but he was 33 years old with the mental capacity of a toddler.
Wow.
So that's the stuff I like to look for because I like the challenge. But
for sure. Yeah. You also have done some work around Adam Rapp. Mm-hmm. He is a writer who is really one of those people that pulls no punches. He reminds me a bit of Neil LaBute, who I really appreciate too.
That's a very fair comparison.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the tremendous flaws that humans exist with and how they, flaws and all, continue to, you know, continue to try to keep it going when they, it's could be easy to not keep it going.
Yeah.
What speaks to you about Adam Rapp?
It's his writing.
Yeah.
It's the cadence and the style which he writes is unlike anything else. Neil LaBute is the closest thing I've ever seen, so thank you for that comparison. But he just, he's very vivid in his storytelling. Mm. And it doesn't require, especially for us at the Off Central, and I directed a production of his Nocturne at Studio at 620.
You sure did. It was fantastic, Alan. And that is not an easy show.
It's not. It was not an easy show, and neither is Sound Inside,
no.
Which was amazing. But his writing tells the story so well that you don't need to rely on a lot of other things. Mm. So it allows you to sort of strip out everything and only use what's absolutely necessary to tell the story, staging wise and stuff. So that's exactly what I did with the production at Off Central that you mentioned, was directed by Debbie Yonis, who I am very fortunate to say is my much, 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 much better half.
And also so talented.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
if you guys
so
ever like have offspring, it'll be the most talented humans on
the earth. Yeah, I think we're a little past that. Her talent is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
Work
ethic and
when you direct her too, like you see this sort of the symbiosis on stage that just feels like, oh, that's what happens when there's a relationship beyond actor director.
Yeah, it really works. And
it
that's
does.
And the thing with our relationship is and our working relationship is we were friends for quite a while before we ever dated or anything like that, but it started as a mutual respect and a mutual appreciation for the theater and her desire to do the same sort of things that I like to do, you know what I mean? And I like to do the things she likes to do. And we can have, you know, we can talk till 4 a.m. I mean, we've been together for a decade, but we can still talk till 4 a.m. about Adam Rapp's writing. So it's amazing. She's an incredible partner. I can't really get out of bed in the morning without her. She's that vital to me.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. You know, it's true. When you have an artist person in your life who loves it and cares about it as much as you do, I have a friend, Andrew Deeb, who I've been friends with for many years. He has done local work here in St. Petersburg, and he is going to be the lead in the production of Fat Pig we're doing for Dead Canary. And he's one of those guys, I kind of mentored him when he was in high school, and then we sort of stayed in touch, and he went to the college I went to, and now he's sort of kind of, he always looked up to me, and finally a couple years ago, I'm like, hey, dude, stop looking up to me.
Yeah.
We're one-on-one now. You're a professional. I'm a professional. Let's do this together. And same thing.
Yep.
We could talk about the plays we love for literally six hours and nothing. It seems like it's been 10. I love that.
Yeah. When you find those people, it's important to hang on to them.
For sure.
So if I've managed to find someone that understands me, which I don't most of the time, but she does.
I also love, Alan, that you made your career here in St. Pete as an artist.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard, and I tried to escape it for many years, but I finally packed it in from New York City, and I said, self, what are you doing? Come back to St. Pete. You know,
And it seems like you've been here from the very beginning. So was that your goal to come back right after school, or did you try other places?
No, I was going to go to Broadway, man.
Me too. Oh my
gosh. Star in the history of the world. A 5'9", slightly overweight human being. You're not playing the lead on Broadway.
Looking at each other in the mirror right now. Yeah. We have the same glasses, yeah, the same glass, beard. It's weird.
Yeah. I think you have more hair than I do, but no, yeah, that was my plan. But, and I'll tell you what honestly changed me was I had a roommate in college who was a refugee from Kosovo.
Oh, wow.
And we had a conversation acting class one day. The teacher just sort of started throwing stuff around about the future and where we wanted to go, what we wanted to be and stuff. And like I said, my brain was, I'm going to Broadway. I'm going to rule the world and have more Tony Awards than Audra McDonald, and everything's going to be fine.
Sure.
And I'm sitting in a room with a guy who I shared a room with who just wanted to learn what he could about theater so he could go home to Kosovo once all the dust settled in the late 90s.
Wow.
And try to find a way to make people happy.
Man.
And that has stuck with me for 20-some years now. And that moment in that acting class really sort of made me go, yeah, okay, that changed things. So when I got done with school, I came home and I went to work with my dad for a couple years in the family business. I did some community theater in the area. I worked a lot of places, 8 o'clock theater. I was the president of West Coast Players, helped them move into their new space. And then when the family business went and we were able to step away from that, I had a good friend, David Warner, and Debbie, my much better half, who just said, you just got to do this, man. Just go. And I went. And the first audition I went to was for Assassins at Freefall, for Eric Davis and for Chris Crawford. And yeah, I've sort of not stopped working since that moment.
So great. Yeah. I really do love that sort of dream and that, you know, misnomer of New York or LA or you're not successful is gone. I mean, everywhere now, we're all waking up and saying, wait a minute, why are we saying we can't do this? We have the talent. Let's just go do it.
And that's exactly the philosophy we have with our space.
I love it. I love
it
so much.
We've got 43 seats. We've got a 10.5-foot ceiling, but we can do it.
But we're going to do things in there that...
Like I mentioned, our first show of the season, Bakersfield Mist, which opens next week, starring Alex Fallhaber and Jim Sorensen, who are wonderful together. We've got half a trailer park moved into our place right now to help tell that story, and that's exactly it. Why not?
Your leadership doesn't end with your work on stage. You've also sat on many boards, like you mentioned earlier, in the arts, but also... You most recently worked as the Adventure and Community Outreach Coordinator for the Voices of Hope for Aphasia here in St. What is the organization and why is it near and dear to your heart?
I'm so glad I get to talk about this. Voices of Hope for Aphasia is a nonprofit in St. Pete. It is designed to help those who have a language disorder after a stroke or a traumatic brain injury. They don't offer speech therapy, but they sort of step in when the insurance runs out.
Oh, wow.
Right? So they provide experiences and workshops 5 days a week in St. Pete, in Dunedin, and now in Tampa for people who have a language disorder. It gives them a place to go and to thrive and let them know that they're not alone, that they can do anything. The organization also provides a lot of training for first responders about how to deal with the situation if you have someone who has a language disorder and can't communicate the way we know how to communicate. The person who runs that organization, their executive director, is Debbie Yonis, my much better half. She is an incredible human being outside of being an amazing actor and director. She's a speech pathologist, and she runs this nonprofit organization and has done for almost 10 years now. But yeah, it's important work that they do. Their model is they don't turn people away if they can't pay for it. So they want to make it accessible to everyone. My mother, before she passed away, we lost my mom to dementia a couple years ago. Part of her progression with the dementia was aphasia. She lost the ability to communicate some stuff, but she found a second home with her friends at Voices of Hope for Aphasia. And it's really sort of hard to put into words just how important that is. I mean, I talk about getting to do theater all day, which is just a dream. And I can't really imagine what it would be like if I got up in the morning and I couldn't deliver the monologue that's on the page.
We just take it for granted,
it,
right?
It's here,
we
but
take
I can't,
it for granted.
Yeah.
Without a
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah.
Without
so
a doubt.
This,
well, that's great.
It's a fantastic organization. Voices of Hope for Aphasia. Check them out. Good people.
That's fantastic. Yep. Alan, last question. That's all a question I ask all of my guests. What does art mean to you?
Oh. Wow. That's a good question.
I know. It's a hard one for the last one.
I should have listened to a couple episodes to steal somebody's answer. What does art mean to me? Art to me is. It's the thing we need to survive, the thing we need to feed our soul. It's the thing we need even when we don't know we need it. But it is something that has the power and the ability to bring people together in a way that nothing else can. It has the ability to build communities in a way nothing else can. especially right now. I think it is beyond important that we do everything we can to build our community as strong as we can, because we have to. And yeah, I'm just going to keep trying to do that.
Do you hear that? People in the back, that's what we're talking about. That's why art is not a nice to have, it's a must have. Thank you for being here, Alan, and thank you for your work and your vision and your passion. We really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, and hopefully I'll see you on stage.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do this. I want auditions for some things in the spring. Yeah. Some of those shows that you have, I'm super excited about.
You know what? I'm going to send you a link, because I think one of these, at least one of these roles is going to fit you really well. So I'll
love
send
it.
To you.
For more information on Off Central, their season, auditions, what's coming up, you can go to www.theoffcentralallinword.com. Thank you, dear listener, for joining us on Big Broadway Energy. If someone you know or you would like to be a guest on the show, email me, will you? At bigbroadwayenergy@gmail.com. Until next time, friends, be kind, be curious, keep creating. Bye, everybody.